Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio show, where you are going to hear the best in local music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide. For the next 60 minutes, we got a jam-packed show tonight. We're going to look ahead to not one, but three winter festivals happening in the Maritimes this week. We've got In the Dead of Winter in Halifax, Shivering Songs in Fredericton, and Stereophonic in Sackville, New Brunswick, all happening this week. Plus, while they were in town this past weekend for two shows at the Marquee Club, I caught up with Winter Sleep's Paul Murphy for a quick chat, so we'll hear that conversation in just a bit. But first, here's something brand new from one of the best bands in Halifax right now. They're called Crypto Rips. This is a new song from them called Surya, and you're tuned in to Halifax is Burning. Turn that radio up. We don't want to get loud with this one. Have some fun. Lock your dial. Here we go. Crypto Rips on Halifax is Burning.
Yeah.
from their new album, The Great Detachment. That's Winter Sleep with a song called Freak Out, which is precisely what I was doing all weekend long. Myself, my wife, and some dear, dear friends of ours followed the band around. We got to see three Winter Sleep shows in the Maritimes this weekend. We went to Moncton, and we saw two shows here in Halifax at the Marquee Club, which is a great place to see a show, especially when you have seen many a Winter Sleep show there. So we had a really good time, and it was really fun to follow the band around. They are in peak form on the tour for this record, and it doesn't get much better than that band, in my opinion, right now in terms of Canadian music. So if you get the chance to go see them, please do. While they were here in town, in between shows at the Marquee, I had the chance to sit down for an interview with Paul Murphy, the front person for the band. We sat down in the Seahorse in between sound checks and had a little chat. So here it is, my interview with Paul Murphy of Winter Sleep. You're listening to Halifax is Burning. You're kind of in the middle of these shows here in Halifax. How's it feel to come back to Halifax and play a show now?
It's great. It feels amazing. I mean, last night was bonkers. It's like... I don't know. It definitely feels special to do like East Coast shows. People are pretty wild. Yeah, you kind of forget about it. You're like, oh yeah, this is what this is like.
Does it feel more wild when you come here? Like, is there a little bit of a different energy in the East Coast?
Yeah, it's you kind of feel like it does feel like a homecoming whenever we come back. It's kind of like you feel like you know you have your friends and a lot of family are there, and then it's just like just a great. You know, people that have gone to shows, you kind of know them. You kind of know like familiar faces that you see. And so it is in that way. It's cool. It's special.
I don't know if you've noticed, but we've kind of been tagging along. We were in Moncton and we've been coming to the shows in Halifax. And ahead of those shows, we were talking a lot about how long we've been doing this, like how long we've been going to see Winter Sleep. And kind of surprising how when you start looking at it on a calendar, it does feel like a long time. Does it feel like a long time to you, or is it sort of in the groove now?
I think it's just, it definitely has been a long time. I was just talking to somebody and they were talking about Weighty Ghost whenever that came out. And then he's like, that was like 10 years ago. So it's like, it does feel like time doesn't really feel like it's, it doesn't feel like it's kind of, it feels very current, and we're just kind of like continuing doing what we do, I guess.
This record presented some new life for the band. You kind of swapped out your labels, you working with a new team, but it also kind of brought with it this this new radio success with America. You know, it was a huge hit. How did that feel when that kind of broke for the first time? Was there a general sense in the band that were like, oh man, this is something
totally.
New?
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah, when it first started, like kind of charting or whatever, we knew it was like charting really high, and it was a lot of stations were adding it right away. So it hasn't happened for us for the last couple of records. It's always been like, all right, well, these guys added us in Saskatchewan. That's cool. But, so for this one, it did feel like, yeah, you could kind of tell, where the tide was going with it, but it was exciting. What am I gonna do? I can't survive on my America. If the worst is true, is it just a waste of time? What am I trying to find? Are you alive? Oh my America, perennial with the earth and freedom, love and law and life.
So, you know, first record comes out in 2003, and it was obviously a project that you were working on, you know, leading up to that point. So we're about 14 years in now. I think sometimes people see a trajectory of a band, especially young bands, and they think, okay, we've got to kind of like do it in the first 2 years.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
so a band like Winter Sleep, who's kind of, you know, you've had some successes, but perhaps this may be the biggest success thus far. What would you say to a band like that, you know, after doing it for this long and finding that success?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's sort of like, for our band, it's a very slowly building, but it's always felt like there's been like little things for every record that have been kind of like things that make you feel like you're kind of progressing along, I guess. But in terms of like thinking that your first couple of records are, or yeah, first record is going to be the big one. It's kind of just like, you just got to play as much as possible and get good, get kind of better at playing live. Cause I think that's kind of sort of something we've only really like in terms of a consistency, like probably like the end of New Inheritors touring into like Hello Hum. That was kind of when we felt like, where I feel like we were became very consistently live and a lot more confident as a live band too, in a lot of ways. So it was like, and that led to recording the Great Detachment all live. And it was because we just had that confidence that we could pull it off, which is pretty cool. But I think it's like, yeah, it just takes a while. It takes a little while. Depends on what you're doing. But I think anybody, yeah, even if you're just like sitting in your bedroom making songs, and it takes a long time.
You're not a band that seems to shy away from some of that old stuff, you know, after all the years. Sometimes you like to kind of put things behind you.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, last night there was two songs in the set from the first record.
Yeah.
There's also an insane demand for those first records, you know, on the marketplace.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Do you feel different about approaching those songs, like, as you kind of move through new albums and new cycles? Do you like going back to that old stuff sometimes?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes in kind of waves a little bit. Like sometimes you'll just be like, all right, I'm sick of Caliber. I don't want to do that song anymore for a little while. And then, or like whatever. But when we decide to do it, it feels good. It always, and we try to make it as part of the, you know, still feels like part of the set, but it's nice to kind of reference older songs and kind of give it a new breath, I guess, you know, in a different context with the kind of band that we are right now. Some of those songs fit really well in the set that we have, so it's cool throwing them in there.
Fun. From Yarmouth. I want to ask sort of about that place's influence on you as a musician and as a songwriter, and whether or not it's still something you kind of carry along with you as you're going towards new Wintersleep material.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's huge. Just being from a small town, a very, very beautiful town, like just like right on the ocean, and a lot of it's isolated, but it's sort of like, what's a good positive term for isolation? I don't know what it is, but it's like, there's something about it. You get a lot of solitude and I don't know. It just lends itself to writing songs, and just where I grew up in Hebron, it was a really nice kind of rural environment. You go for long walks and play guitar and I did that a lot there. So yeah, definitely. It's always a place, like I'll go back to Yarmouth and it's a place where I can write. I feel like I can write songs more there as well, in a weird way. Like it always kind of feels like a good place to write music as well,
so. Sort of like in your beginning phases of learning about music in that city, or in that town, there was a very kind of prominent music scene that happened a little before my time, and I was hoping you could tell me very briefly about sort of like what got you interested as a kid from Yarmouth.
Yeah.
Growing up and listening to music and wanting to play in bands and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, like my brother was in a band with Brian Borchard, who is from a band called Burnt Black, and they would have been, that was the whole like kind of heart of that scene, was like Brian and all those guys. So it was like, he was in the band with Brian, and he brought an acoustic guitar home, and then I just learned from his guitar. I just played on his guitar and learned how to play, and then a few years later I got my own and I got addicted to it.
Thank you. what's next for Wintersleep?
I don't know. A lot of touring. We basically like we have this show tonight, and then we have something in Ontario at a Sheridan College, and then taking a break for February, but then doing some U.S. stuff. I think there's some stuff on the horizon for the spring, and then a European tour in like early like June,
wow.
like late May, early June, and then hopefully summer festival stuff in the summer, and then. And then hopefully we'll start working on some new stuff in the fall.
Is it new music? Does it come to you while you're on the road? Do you guys practice and rehearse new stuff on the road, or is it too go go go?
It's just too crazy. Yeah, this one anyway. This the touring for this record's been nuts. But yeah, you kind of. I mean, I think everyone kind of works better like when we have a little bit of time off to you know. I don't usually write a lot on the road, but usually when I'm in Montreal or just you know have a few weeks, I'll. Get into a bit of a rhythm and where you can kind of dedicate like 5 or 6 hours a day to playing guitar and trying to write stuff.
Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Awesome. Thanks for doing this. This is great.
Thanks for coming home.
Yeah.
I've been loving the shows and the new record is really awesome.
Cool.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Cheers, man.
My thanks to Paul Murphy of the band Wintersleep. You're in St. John's, Newfoundland on January 27th. You can catch them in town with the Everywheres from their new album, The Great Detachment. This is a song called Santa Fe. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Give me one. chicken sheet. So I went back inside. I went straight back inside to look for a place that made more sense to me.
Best bass lines from the last year. That's Jim Bryson, a song called The Depression Dance from his new album Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. Jim Bryson is one of the artists coming to the Maritimes to perform both at In the Dead of Winter, happening in Halifax, Nova Scotia this week, and at Shivering Songs, happening in Fredericton, New Brunswick. For the remainder of the program here on Halifax is Burning, we'll be talking about artists who are playing those festivals, as well as Stereophonic, which is a festival in support of one of our sister stations, CHMA, in Sackville, New Brunswick. We're going to play a song for you right now from a band who is playing not one, not two, but all three of those festivals. They're a band from here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and they're called Loveland. From their album Aloe Hotel, this is called Won't You Come Back, Baby.
Won't you come back?
Won't you
very cool record called Moon Milk. That's Elcon, and a track called How Much Shall We Bet? Elcon will be visiting the Maritimes to perform at Shivering Songs in Fredericton and at Stereophonic in Sackville, New Brunswick this weekend. Now, there is a very special connection between Elcon and the town of Sackville and this new record, Moon Milk. In fact, Elcon, in 2013, was the Sappy Fest Songwriter in Residence, which is a program that the excellent festival Sappy Fest puts on through their festival and invites an artist to come and hang out in Sackville for, I think it's about a month, and work on some new material. And turns out that the material that came out of those sessions would be taken home by Elcon and brought into the studio and transformed into this brand new record called Moon Milk. So there is a lot of Sackville involved, and I'm sure it will be very nice for her to get back to Sackville and perform some of these songs for all of the CHMA supporters out there. Speaking of new records, The Wooden Sky have something brand new on the way. They're coming to the Maritimes to play at Shivering Songs and In the Dead of Winter. Here is the title track from their new record. It's called Swimming in Strange Waters. Really excited to have these guys back in the Maritimes. Always a fun time. Get out and see them at one of these excellent festivals this week if you can.
Yeah.
from his album Cool, Sad, Natural. That's Kurt and a song called August. You can see Kurt performing at In the Dead of Winter and Stereophonic this weekend. Switch gears a little bit now and play something for you from an artist who is only appearing at Shivering Songs in Fredericton from her new album, Natural Conclusion. This is something new from Rose Cousins.
Take these arms, these legs, they are broken. This love is too much, I am frozen. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. I arose with wings and I am flightless. Someone's carving a statue in my likeness. And I will never live up to this portrait. I'm just posing. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Give me a sign, a photo, a map, something to go by. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to look like? I'm leaving dust, running fast like I've always done from everyone. Stepping up to no battles, no, I never win. Laces undone and I'm always falling. Dodging my own heart like a bullet. Failure and sin. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Mm-hmm.
you an empty space where you once lay. The smell of you lingers as you walk away. All of the stories that these sheets do hold. Speak of a romance that was left untold. You take your bags off the bed and you leave with nothing said again. Pretend this love isn't there and that neither of us care again.
Excellent song. It's called Nighttime Mistakes by Lauren Marchand. She'll be performing a couple shows at In the Dead of Winter over the last half hour or so here on Halifax is Burning. We've been talking a lot about some of the artists playing In the Dead of Winter and Shivering Songs and Stereophonic. If you want to learn more about those festivals and buy some tickets, visit inthedeadofwinter.com. You can visit shiveringsongs.com to learn more about what's going on in Fredericton. And you can look up our friends at CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, to learn more about Stereophonic. We'll post some links to all those excellent festivals on halifaxisburning.com, which is where you can find some old episodes. You can get caught up. You can tell your friends. You can spread the word. You can subscribe to the podcast. So much to do on the web these days. We're going to leave you tonight with a song from Dan Misha Goldman, who is a member of the band Snowblink, and he is performing throughout the Maritimes as part of In the Dead of Winter as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, he's playing all three festivals. I know for sure, Shivering Songs and In the Dead of Winter. Just keeping it pro here on Halifax is Burning. We're going to move over now and make way for Don Adams and the Mojo Box. Then we got Deep Cuts Are the Deepest, and the Dum Dums Radio Hour, rounding out Super Tuesday programming. Take care of one another, and we'll see you next week. Have some fun out there. Go see some live music. Tell your friends. bring them along. Show them something new. We'll see you next week. Here's Dan Misha Goldman, Sleepwalker, on the way home.